HUR Voices. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Another allegation of sex abuse in the Prince George's County school system tonight. A bus aide accused of abusing young children with special needs. This comes less than a month after the county lost millions in federal Head Start funds because of a Health and Human Services investigation that found incidents of non-sexual abuse of students. Of course, there is the case of school aide Deontay Carraway, accused of child porn and sexually abusing 23 children from one school in the county. Joining me to talk about this is Prince George's County Executive Rusher and Baker. You can join the conversation. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/Harold Fisher, WHUR, or follow me on Twitter at HFisher, WHUR. Mr. Baker, thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate it.
Harold, thank you for having me on here. Let me just straighten one thing out. The Head Start program. We have not lost funds from the Head Start program. That program started the time it was supposed to start. It's continuing today. Those children are being educated in Prince George's County.
But the county is no longer running that program, Mr. Baker.
No, the county right now is running, and that's why I want to make sure we get all the facts out. The county right now is running the Head Start program in Prince George's County. We're in negotiations with HHS and a private contractor to come in. But as of the beginning of the program, the county is running the Head Start program in Prince George's County. What we're doing right now with HHS and the private contractor is negotiating when that private contractor will take over the Head Start program. It's a temporary basis. They normally do it for about 6 months, and then they rebid the program out, which the county would be eligible to rebid out. So I just want to make sure people understand the program, as you know it for Head Start, is continuing in the county.
Oh, yeah. And we do know that there are children currently in the county. And, you know, I don't want to belabor that point, because the critical issue is today. And certainly the sex abuse allegations of a bus aide are extremely disturbing. In short, what's going on in Prince George's County?
No, I mean, it is very disturbing. And it is one that we take very seriously, which is why Dr. Maxwell did a press conference today talking about these allegations. When they happened, when they were brought to the attention of the school system, they immediately took action. That's something we want to make sure happens. The bus driver is no longer driving a bus in Prince George's County, and the aide is no longer doing that. What we need to make sure is, one, and we said this to parents, our highest priority in the county and the school system to make sure our children are safe. When there are allegations, we take them very seriously and react immediately.
But let me ask you about that one particular point about acting immediately, because it's my understanding that this allegedly happened in May. Prince George's County Police began investigating almost a month later in June. The county CEO of public schools says that he just found out about it this month. That's not immediate.
No, when the allegations, my understanding, when we're looking at it, when the allegations were made, actions was immediately taken. The bus driver was not driving a bus, or the aide on the school bus.
Why didn't CEO Maxwell know right away? Because we've also heard reports that there was video of this. That video had to come from the school bus, the county school bus, to get into the hands of the police.
Well, I think once the incident was reported, my understanding, I'm just getting this information too, but my understanding was once the incident was reported, the proper channels were taken, and that is the school system is notified, the police department, Prince George's County Police Department is notified, and the state's attorney is notified, and then they start looking at the video.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about sex abuse allegations in Prince George's County, new abuse allegations just coming to light over the past day or so. I'm sitting with Prince George's County Executive Rusher and Baker. Give us a call if you have a question, if you're a parent in the school system, if you have a question about these allegations or recent issues regarding abuse or even sex abuse. Going back to the Deontay Carraway issue, we'd like to hear from you. Okay, Mr. Baker, you said you're just hearing about it. I guess my question is, why are you just hearing about it? I mean, you're the boss.
Yeah, that's very true. What happens is the proper steps. This is the main thing I want people to know. The proper steps in this case were taken, and that is when the allegations surfaced and were verified, the appropriate authorities were noted, which are the police department, the state's attorney's department, and the superintendent. I mean, the reason that becomes important is the issues we had around Head Start had to do with reporting. The mm-hmm. fact that the incidents happened in Head Start, as egregious as it was and as frustrating and as mad it makes me, the worst part about that was the fact that when they happened, they were not reported to the proper authorities. In this case, they were. They were actually. So when you report it to the police department, you're reporting to the county executive's office, the state's attorney's office. So they were, those channels were done absolutely correct the way they should have. The other two incidents that happened in the Head Start, they were reported in the correct manner, and we need to make sure that HHS, the federal government, was notified, and actions were taken.
Okay, let me go to the phone lines. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Let's go to Crystal calling from Springdale. Crystal, thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Crystal, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go right ahead, please.
I think my issue as it pertains to things that, as it happens in a county, is nothing seems like it gets done until the media covers it. I've had issues. I'm a very active parent. I go to all the Board of Education meetings. I've had conversations with the area director, superintendent, everybody as it pertains to my children's school, which is Alma Elementary School, and a lot of things that happen there. But nothing gets done. It seems like anybody that has that .pgcps.org email address only works in the best interest of the system and not in the best interest of the parents or the children.
Well, let me see what Mr. Baker has to say about that, because Mr. Baker, she does make a valid point.
No, she makes a very, very, very valid point, and that is frustrating, because what we want is. And that's why we give out our 311 and county click, so that you can let us know directly. Also, what I want folks to know is that we have an ethics office in the county that does investigations. If you think there is abuse going on or allegation, you can let that office know immediately what's going on there. Because we are. I agree with the caller. I think we react too slow. And that's one of the conversations I had with Dr. Maxwell is – a couple of things. One, when we know about these incidents, making sure we get out in front of them, and that is, one, by doing everything we could, but also to make sure parents are aware. You know, all three of my children, as you know, have gone through the school system here. The thing that hurt me the most or made me the most upset during the time they were here was an incident happened in the school, and I didn't know about it for a week. I had to wait to a parent meeting to find out about it. I need to know those things. So the caller is correct.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about the latest sex abuse allegations in the Prince George's County school system with County Executive Rusher and Baker. Keith calling from Prince George's County. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Keith, go right ahead, please.
Yes. I have a question. I go to the school to visit, you know, the classrooms and check on my children and whatnot.
Thank you.
And they've come up with a rule now that you have to notify them when you're coming to the school. And I would like to know why is it that the parent has to notify the principal that you're coming to the school?
Well, I think it's this, and they started a lot of different methods of making sure that our children are safe and that the people are coming there. They can have someone to take you to the classrooms. Quite honestly, we've had the incident, the Carraway case is an example where children were left alone with an aide. Now what the school system is doing is to make sure we know who's coming in and who's going out of the building, but also where they're going. So, You know, that's why they want to know in advance so they have appropriate staff to shepherd you around. That happens when I visit a school. Mm-hmm. We have to give them notice. When I first started as county executive, I'd like to just show up. Mm-hmm. And so I can see them. But now we have to give advance notice so someone is there.
Keith, thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Corey, calling from Greenbelt. What's on your mind? Go right ahead, Corey, please. Corey, give me a call back if you can. Mr. Baker, it was highly publicized a year or so ago, or a little bit longer now, that you went to great lengths to take control over the school system, to find a CEO, to appoint a chair of the school board and a vice chair. And you've always said, particularly when you were talking about tax, raising taxes and the like, yeah, that people move to certain areas because of the school system. To be quite candid, what is happening this year is frightening as a parent. What would you say to parents as it relates to the image that we're getting right now?
You know, clearly, and I think that's an appropriate question. One of the things I've talked a lot about is that accountability, not just, you know, in years past, this would be in a conversation just with the CEO or superintendent of school. Now it's where it should be with the county executive. That's why, you know, I have a conversation and demand things of Dr. Maxwell and the school board. But the other thing is we're making great progress in Prince George's County. Our graduation rates are up. Our promotion rates and our dropout are down. People are putting their kids into our school.
But if parents are afraid that their children may be randomly abused. I mean, the parents that were interviewed on television on yesterday, the father was quoted. He said, "We do everything we can to protect our child, and this still happens."
And here's the thing, that is the number one issue for parents. Mm-hmm. You're a parent, I'm a parent. The number one issue was not even the quality of the education, was safety. Safety was first, and then the quality of the instruction was second. What we have to do in the county, and what these cases have shown us, we've got a lot of work to do, and that is to make sure every single child is safe. And we're doing that. Every time an incident comes up, the difference is now I make sure that I'm intimately involved in talking to the school system to correct it. That parent is right. When you put your child on a bus, and I had to do it, you're assuming, and you should be able to assume, that that child is going to be safe and looked after. When incidents happen, we need to correct them. We need to correct them immediately.
Let me go back to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. If you can't get through, please keep trying. Of course, we'll be taking phone calls on Sirius XM Channel 141 after 7:30. Charmaine, calling from Fort Washington. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
My first point is that you as an announcer, said what's happening in PG County. Abuse has happened all over the country. It's especially, we had a rage of it out in Virginia. So it's all over. I just wanted to point out. And that's because of social media and everything is coming out.
Okay, so you're blaming social media for these abuses?
No, I am saying that's why it's coming out to the light.
Okay, well, don't you believe that it should be coming out, that the public should be aware that there may be a safety issue in this school system or any other school system for that matter?
I agree. I totally agree. I'm just saying that, you know, it's not just PG County. It's all over, and it's being announced on, you know, it's coming out because of social media and the radio. Everybody's talking about it.
So what's your next point? Go ahead.
My next point is that I think Rashawn Baker, I know he's in charge of the whole county, but the operation, daily operations, is Dr. Maxwell. So maybe Dr. Maxwell could explain to us and get more into detail of why the issues are not being reported. What do we do about it? These are the things that happen at school board meetings and stuff, which a lot of people don't get to talk about. Our school board members, delegates could talk to on the radio about these issues. So I applaud him for coming out, but this is putting him on, you know, he's passing information he has gotten.
Okay, let me see what Mr. Baker can briefly say about that, Baker.
Well, what I would say is two things. One, you know, these incidents happening in Prince George's County have to be correct. I mean, our highest responsibility is to make sure our children are safe. And anytime, no matter what's going on around the world, it is our job to make sure, my job, to make sure children in Prince George's County are safe. And that's why, you know, we need to make sure that we do everything we can to assure parents we do that and we make the corrections. The other thing is, and you started off the program saying this, I asked for this. I want to make sure that the most important issue facing us in the county is our school system. And the only way to make sure that that everybody is rowing in the same direction is have everybody have accountability. I have accountability and Dr. Maxwell has accountability. And my job is to make sure that he is doing what he can and what he should be doing to make sure everybody's safe and they get a quality education. And I can guarantee you I'll do that.
Need to take a break. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. If you're on the phone, Tony in Clinton, Shonda in Waldorf, Felicia in Temple Hills, Raymond just coming in on the line. Please do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program and we will be taking your phone calls. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. Wes Hall is next with, he's in for Jeff Brown with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds. Stay with us.